Hello, world and Triratna community. My name is Sangadara and I'm in Adishtana, currently in the third day of the international gathering. The sun is shining. We're sitting in the lounge in the main house. And I'm joined by...
Dharma Mega, hi.
Pranya Katie.
And Arta Kushalin.
And these three amazing people gave... They've been the main speakers of this international gathering, part of these 50th year celebrations, 50th anniversary celebrations of Triratna. And we've been exploring the area of what the world needs now. In a way, in my sense, it's like through these different three jewels, it's a how does the three jewels, it's a response somehow, or how, if perhaps, it's a response to what the world needs now. So, I just want you to, rather me, say what you talked about, actually, if you can tell us, maybe in order of appearance, first with Pranya Ketu, what was your talk about? What were your main points, perhaps?
So thanks, Sangadara. my talk was called Return of the Bodhisattva. And basically, what I was trying to do was look at the Buddha jewel through non-traditional means. Yeah, so I was looking at, if you like, three dimensions of what gives rise to the Bodhisattva, and about, in a way, the way that the Buddha jewel makes a difference in the world is through exemplification, and so these three aspects were to do with how we exemplify the process giving rise to awakening, and those three aspects were looking up. So they were so that's to do with acknowledging the good in others and in our teachers and in the Buddha, and allowing that to positively affect us so that we have this longing to embody that for ourselves. Then there's the idea of waking up. So kind of maturing through bringing an intelligent use to, an intelligent application of karma to our practices, the traditional practices we have. And then there's waking up, which is this, the emphasis that I like to put on putting the Bodhi back into Bodhisattva. So emphasizing that we're not just kind of social political activists, good though that is, we're aspiring to bring this kind of magical or even miraculous quality of awakening into the action that we bring to the world. So yeah, that's the way I was exploring it, and I don't know, I was just also trying to, as much as I can, exemplify those qualities too. And I've really, really loved interacting with people, following on from that, on the basis of that.
Now maybe you can tell us a bit about the Dharma jewel that you cover. How did you do it? Which is a very, very, very different style as well from Pranya Ketu's. Mm-hmm. What did you talk about?
Well, Pranya Ketu mentioned the magical, miraculous realm, and I was trying to dip into that magical, miraculous, mysterious realm by evoking the highest possible myth, or the myth of the highest possible, and that we as Dharma practitioners need to approach the Dharma as sacred, because the Dharma is sacred, and it's not just something political activist or mindfulness thing as is used in the world, or feel-good therapy or whatever, but it is it's the Dharma, and the Dharma is a jewel, and I was trying to communicate that we need to stand up for that, and that we need to refer the Dharma as a jewel, and that we don't need to be ashamed of that, and that we can allow that sacredness more into our daily lives, and also in poetry and our aesthetic values, or how we do art, so to speak. Mm. Something like that. I think that's the basic thing. Mm. Yeah.
And Dharma Mega, what did you talk about?
So mine was the Sangha jewel. And it was really fantastic doing it after these two other talks, which was really talking about inspiration and aspiration. And what I wanted to do really in my talk was draw out a little bit of how Triratna is unique. And the way I framed that was that actually we practice the Sangha as Dharma. And what I mean by that really is that our relationships and our relationship with each other is central to the practice of how we practice Dharma, and that Sangharakshita's teaching in a way is quite unique in opening up that as a path of the Dharma, and just exploring what that means in all sorts of ways. So one of the metaphors I was using was sort of opening the doorways. So in a way, both of you opened doorways, mm-hmm. and were talking about what that was, and I wanted to talk a little bit about what actually that process looks like for each other and how we can support each other to do that. So I was saying that the Sangha offers something to the world both as a sort of reservoir, a gathering of wisdom, not just of individuals who we can look up to and aspire to be like, and the Dharma is a jewel, but also as a sort of just totally lost my point there. You can edit this bit out.
Why?
But also as a sort of collective wisdom, like how is it that we do things, and what we do is deeply encouraging. We witness each other, we allow each other's wholeness, we support the altruistic dimension of our activities, and just sort of opening up a little bit about how that works, and talking about actually just how powerful that can be, that we fundamentally alter each other's existential conditions by being in practice together and by offering that to others.
Well, just like that, very carefully thought, and just very from like Pranya Ketsuto was just really very clear and inspiring. And then your talk, Antakoshi, more like more poetic, and then a real sense with the Sangha, like how we do it. How Triratna really, how we do Sangha as Dharma, not just, it felt like the whole of what we do was in that talk. And actually with the three talks together as a package, it's like really, a sense of beauty and aesthetics, as well as clear thinking and this, and the repertoire of practices and experiences. It's just the kind of, and actually seeing you three as well, different generations of order members. Just kind of the diversity and experience. It was in there within your talks, and it was fantastic. I personally caught a lot from your talks. From tears to good ideas, and inspired all the talks I want to give. So, so I wonder what was your response from. Say about each other's talks or something. What did you get from the other person's talks?
Yeah, I really liked what you said, Dharmamegha, about saving the world. And I think, you said that was something quite sort of, that was part of your cultural conditioning. And I think I feel that as well, for my generation too. It's like, we are sort of expected to carry the burden of the world's problems and ideally solve them on our own. But I think what you said about that being such an impossible burden, and also kind of polarizing us against others, like polarizing us against the world. I think I almost said something along those lines in my talk when I was going to critique the rappers in Dublin, because they were obviously saying that what the world needs is Jesus, and I think I disagree with this idea of a kind of saviour sort of parachuting into the world, that we need someone kind of external to sort of come in and then solve it all for us. It seems like the world needs to be a lot more complicit in that. Mm. It needs to be much more of a kind of dialogue than parachute job or something. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things I was saying with that was sort of almost like what we're doing is we're making worlds.
Mm. Mm.
And that's our job in a way, is to make a world and allow others to participate in that, but we make a world that is somehow in tune with the Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what I really loved
and
about
not
your
destroy
talk.
Worlds but yeah. making worlds yeah. and that's a big difference,
and that's what I loved about your talk, yeah. Kusalan, is this almost like the flavor or the perfume of the worlds that we're making. Mm-hmm. I felt like you evoked It wasn't a description. It was like you made the world by speaking in that way. And I thought that was really, really beautiful. And I thought just speaking to people afterwards had a very strong effect on people. Sort of felt to me like that was a opening the doors and the windows for people into that world very strongly.
Well, and I am struck by, well, the passion all three of us really have for the three jewels, because well, all four of us. Well, I really think passion is a good thing if it is directed to the how do you say it, to the right things, so to say, between brackets. But and it's well, it can be followed by clarity, and clarity we do need. And And that is what I am picking up from both of you as well. So,
What would you like the audience to get, or to take from your talks? What would be the ideal response, perhaps, from the audience?
Well, for me, it's just exemplification and the power of exemplification. So, often what we think of when we think of what the world needs is something quite sort of abstract, or even something that's quite out of our hands, whereas actually, in my experience, the major turning points of my life have come about through seeing other people living the life that I want to lead, and we can have that effect on others, and that can be a really powerful and profound effect. That would be my take-home message.
I would say that it is natural that we as human beings love the Dhamma, and it is our heritage, and it is a jewel, and that we please let it remain a jewel, and that we need to honour it as a jewel and stand up for it.
I called the talk "The Difference That Makes a Difference." So I suppose what I want people to take away from it is a chance to reflect on what's really made a difference for them, in the way that you've just done now, Praniketu. Like what has really made a difference? And the second thing would be, I was talking a bit about the principles of living and practicing together that we have received in our training from Sangharajita, principles of intense collective practice, principles of creating forms of life that support that practice, principles of taking refuge in the three jewels is central to what we're doing. And I was basically saying each generation of us inherits those principles as questions. So the question I left people with is like, what do you want to do to make a difference? Like, how are you going to do that? So I'm hoping that it's possible to have both permission and inspiration to get on with it, to be creative, to use your energy to respond, to build sangha.
Well, it's worth saying that the three talks were fantastic, very different styles as well. And I would, you know, invite, if you're listening, to really listen to all of the talks. They're already on Free Buddhist Audio and video recorded as well by Clear Vision Trust, and they're presented online, etc. Thank you very much, and keep enjoying the international gallery.
Yeah, nice one. Thank you.
Thanks for all your work you do.
Well done.
Thank you.